To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and welcome to your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 8th of July, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Apple's about to become extreme because they're about to launch an extreme sports watch. As you probably guessed, this comes from our sources over there at Bloomberg and Mark Gurman, going on to say that the extreme Apple sports watch will actually have the largest display to date, plus more battery life and a rugged metal casing to go along with it. Now, how big a display are we talking here? Well, we're hearing anywhere from about 2 inches diagonally, meaning this extreme sports watch should have about 7% more screen real estate and have a resolution of 410 pixels by 502. And since it's extreme, it's got to be in extreme conditions, hence the stronger metal casing. Now, Mr. Gurman over there at Bloomberg said the model will actually be unveiled later this year alongside two other Apple Watch models. Most likely, those will be the Watch Series 8 and an updated version of the low-end Apple Watch SE. Get ready for some spatial audio via Netflix, at least on some shows. Netflix has announced that beginning, well, pretty much as of yesterday, it is rolling out spatial audio for select programming. And of course, with spatial audio, this means you're going to get a more immersive sound experience. That is, of course, if you're listening with headphones. Which brings us to the Netflix collaboration with Sennheiser. The two companies have joined forces to create surround sound mixes into an expansive spatial audio presentation. Now, you can actually listen to this through speakers themselves, but for a much more immersive experience, headphones, of course, are recommended. Unfortunately, those people that invested in their Dolby Atmos systems, yeah, the spatial audio for Netflix, yeah, it isn't going to give you anything more than you already have. Though most are probably not missing out on a whole bunch right now. It's really only some original Netflix programmings. And of course, the most popular one, Stranger Things, yes, is first on the list. Though Netflix says they will be adding more and more to more of their original programming soon, as well as other programs that are not Netflix produced. You can go speeding around Europe? Well, think again. That's because the EU is about to require all new cars that are being made with anti-speeding tech. Yes, this new EU regulation actually goes into effect starting today. And it clearly states that all new models of cars, no matter what type they may be, must include the ISA system. Now, if cars are on the showroom floor today, well, they don't need to have this feature yet, of course. But anything that's going into production by July of 2024, every new car sold in the EU must have the built-in system already. It must be said, though, ISA technology, it's not perfect. In a lot of cases, it's actually slow to respond. And in many tests where they've actually set the speed limit of 60 miles per hour, quite a few people have actually went over it for quite a while before the system finally kicked in. And finally, well, the Twitter drama definitely continues with Elon Musk, but who knows how much longer it will continue. Now it's starting to look like Elon may not even push through with the deal. Sources from over at the Washington Post are actually saying that Elon Musk's $44 billion deal to buy Twitter may not happen. That's because the millionaire has actually stopped engaging in certain discussions around funding to go forward with the agreement. No surprise, though, for $44 billion, not all of that's coming out of Elon's pocket. There's venture capital firms, and even the state investment firm of Qatar are all pitching in to see if they can get this deal done. That's been more than a month now we've been hearing about a deal possibly on hold. Kind of goes back and forth every day. Most of it had to do with that fire hose of data trying to back up claims that the bots represented less than 5% of daily active users on Twitter. There still actually may be no way to verify it, one way or the other. Hence, that's why everybody is pushed on the brakes. So far, nobody's backed out yet, but talks definitely right now are stalled at the side of the road. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We'd also love your support for the new show as well. If you love this show, it really can't happen without your help. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. That is the place where you can support the new show for literally as little as $5 a month. Of course, while you're over there at the official British Tech Network website, don't forget to check out our other shows, The Mac Show, The Big Show, and The Photo Show, too. You can also follow us on our Facebook page at British Tech Network or on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by the BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a great Friday. Hope you have an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.